WSDH380 monitoring.
You are coming in crystal clear on my end.
Thank you, sir. I'm on to the court with you from 696 on I-75, WSDH380.
Yeah, you're coming in great. I'm out here in Chesterfield. I'm hitting the Mount Clemens repeater. For some reason, I can't read the Detroit repeater, but I can see the Boston. This is WSIU-709.
709. Was that WSIU or Q?
U as in umbrella. WSIU-709.
Yes. Thanks for the verification. I don't hear so well, but I try. WSDH-380 monitoring.
Oh, no problem at all. You're good. This is WSIU-709 monitoring.
WRWFD 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning out there. WRWV
489. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I could hear this thing, at least the Detroit machine, I could hear that all the way in Sandusky Friday night.
No, okay. Almost like a straight shot, eh?
Well, I'm sure there was some enhancement involved, but yeah, more or less, you're just going over, like, Windsor, right? That part of Ontario, but right over Lake Erie, so, boom. Kind of a straight shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could, yeah, pretty much.
I should have tried it from the point, is what I should have did. Had I known you would have been on or something, I would have tried it, but I wasn't quite sure when we were leaving. I didn't leave till, I think it was pretty much almost 10 o'clock, 9:30 anyways. The park was about a half hour from being closed, 9:40, something like that. But way out there on the point, yeah. Probably was pretty good.
Yeah, copy. Yeah. Yeah, I always, you know, keep my HT with me.
Okay, phone call, so. Oh, no phone call. What was a phone call? Hung up. I'm not sure if he disconnected or what, but. All right, anyways, he hung up, so See if he calls back.
Good morning, Paul Politti. Good morning, Mike Fennell from Liquefied Lenny, and I'm standing by.
Uh-oh, there you go. The rumor is true. The troublemaker is here. Somebody bought him a radio. Jeez. Scott Hubbell helped him out. Isn't that amazing? Mike, well, Leonard, we don't really care for you. We're in the middle of a conversation, so we're not going to acknowledge you other than this right here. So don't interrupt. You got a call sign with that voice? Okay, I'll look you up a little later this morning and make sure you got a call sign, since you don't want to use it. Well, there you go, Mike. One more idiot with a radio.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, I guess Sam was right. You know, we heard him out here. Yeah, that's what we need out here is a nuisance. Yeah. Just got to do the public a disservice for the service.
Yeah, well, how long it's going to take for him to play music out here?
He's going to mess around and ruin it for a whole bunch of people. WSBT 754.
That's a fact. That's exactly what's going to help him. He's got a guy helping him there. That's Scott Hubbell of the SCU 202. That's the guy who armed him. So, well, we'll see what fun and games. We often said, I won't say who said it, but me and another friend of mine said, that'd be the best thing that could happen is him to get a radio in his hands, because he'll ruin us and he'll shut it all down and screw it up for everybody. And that's exactly what will happen, you mark my words.
Yeah, what's going on there, Charlie?
Well, just pulled into work. Got text messages going off, people going to be late, stuck on 94, ain't going to make it, yeah. Welcome back to work.
Well, you have a good morning. Sounds like it's starting out great for you.
Well, I got a brother-sister team that works under me, and the girl has her best friend working with her. And I guess the brother's on vacation this week, and the girl just texted me and asked me if I was stuck on 94. No, I was at Girls back in 13, and I don't know. I got to see what this text is now.
All right, go ahead there, Mike. Pick it up.
Yeah, it sounds like fun stuff. Oh, man, what a way to start your Monday morning, yeah. You know, I've run into those situations myself. You know, we've had coworkers that call off or, you know, they want to extend their weekend because they're, you know, they're dealing with the Budweiser flu or something.
Yeah, we have a lot of that here, man, that, you know, it's always on a Monday or a Friday. It's never the middle of the week when they're sick or missing. It's always a Monday and a Friday. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I'm just in my weak spot. You handed it to me right at the peak of my weak spot here. So give me a minute to work out here. All right, that should be getting better from this point forward. Hey, Scott Hubbell, I don't care what you're texting me. If I were you, I'd quit communicating with me. Wise advice I'm giving you. You do what you will with it. Anyways, we're going to find out if that guy's got a call sign here in a little bit there, Mike. Trust me, when I get to work, it's the first thing I'm going to do.
Yeah, if he has no call sign, you know, that's bad on him.
know right where to take that one over there on East Land Street in Roseville. The illegal transmissions without an ID, so he's got about 7.5 more minutes to put a call sign out there. And that's what he's got left.
Yeah, they'll find out.
Okay, you and Charlie doubled. I heard you, Mike, IDN. What was that, Charlie?
I'm sorry, Mike. Yeah, just saying that they'll find out this ain't 11 meter and there's actually rules out here and you got to be accountable.
It's true. It's a different game.
All right, well, I'm going to bow out of here and get out of this mess early. You guys have yourself a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. WSBT 75473.
All right, Mike, or Charlie, have a good morning, and we'll see you later. Get your Monday started, and we'll see you, Mike.
All right, there, Charlie, we'll catch you later. Anyway, getting back to the other thing, yeah, that's not a good sign for him, you know. He shouldn't be out here if he doesn't have a license. And if he does have a license and he's out here, it's going to suck for the people that have to put up with his, you know, drinking problem.
What's about to get good with him? With the radio in his hands, he's been coached by the ill. You know, this is perfect. Blow it all up, and they'll finally do something about it because he's the guy to really push the envelope. So I have faith in him.
Anyway, besides all that, I wonder what the weather's going to be like today.
It's supposed to be like around 90, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I don't really like this app that they have on this truck for today's weather. It does a good job with the forecast, like tomorrow and the next day and a couple days after that, but doesn't really show you what the deal is going to be today. My phone does a better job with that. Anyways, I thought I seen it was going to be around upper 80s or lower 90s or something, 90. I'm not real sure.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so. Yeah, my Sirius XM, you know, it's just a regular receiver. They used to have that channel you go on and it would give you, like, the weather and traffic for your area.
Yeah, so I get the weather radar picture. I get the forecast amongst, you know, all the satellite radio channels. So these systems aren't just your basic satellite radio anymore. They probably have some manufacturers with some radio systems that have just that, but this does much more. It's kind of like the Volt was that way, and then in 2012 I had a Ford Fusion Sport, and it had a pretty nice combo like that with the weather and all that with the radar. The Volt did not have the radar picture though for weather. So it just depends on the radio, you know, installed from the factory and how advanced it is. So
mine's just a factory Bose stereo system with Sirius XM.
WSHM 738. A couple more minutes and old Leonard Kobylinski be illegal. without IDing that transmitter.
Yeah, if he doesn't have a valid license, he's not permitted to talk out here. But that's here nor there. That's not him.
Leonard, if I were you, I'd ID. That was clearly your voice. If you don't ID it, I'll ID it for you. Alright, it's 5:45. 15 minutes are up, Leonard. That's the law. You have to ID every 15 minutes. You didn't do it, so now I'll tell them exactly where you're at. East Land Street, west of Gratiot. His name is Leonard Kovalinsky. And I'd be willing to bet you don't have a license, Leonard. I'd be willing to bet money on it. It's at 18738 East Land Street. I think that's it. And if they don't want to find you there, they just look you up south of 12 Mile Road at the lighthouse. Maybe pick up some rancid meat and find you there at your workplace.
Unfortunate, you know, they put up a system for people to talk around the state and even outside of the state, and this is what it's, you know, become. It's what it's coming to, it seems like.
Most of these problems are coming from all the trash bag CBers that come up here. Eli Sample, Scott Hubble, now Leonard Kovalinsky. There you go. You clear up those three, you clear up 98% of the mess in this area.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but anyway, I'm going to try not to dwell on it, but so. I don't start till like 9 o'clock today.
You got some time to hang out then.
I was going to say, what time does Dick close? Is it like 5 or 6 o'clock?
I'm, you know, guessing 5 o'clock, but I don't know, Mike. I don't really go there. So, but I'm guessing 5 o'clock. I know they're not opened on Saturdays anymore and probably haven't been for a while, so.
That I didn't know because I went there one day. I'm like, what's this? I'm like, they were always open on Saturdays. Then the one day, they weren't open on Saturday.
Well, it really comes down to, you know, most of their money being made on installs, right? And it's been that way for a while. You know, the storefront is probably not chinging the register enough on the weekends to even support keeping the lights on, let alone paying a person or two to, you know, hang out there. So it's a function of business versus, you know, staffing a joint, right? Why would you pay $300-$400 to keep somebody there a day, you know, or a couple of people, and you're only ringing a register to $100, right? Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. So, hold on just a moment.
All right, well, anyways, Mike, I'm getting to where I need to be, so, whoa, something just hit my truck. I don't know what that was. Some piece of road trash. All right, anyways, Mike, I'll catch you later. I'm getting close. You have a good morning, and we'll see you later. WRWB 489 from WLCHM 738.
All righty, we'll, catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and I'll be standing by.
This is WSID 817 monitoring.
U844, was that U817? You're kind of low in volume.
Very good, Chairman. I'll speak up and more into the microphone. Can you hear me all right? How are you doing this morning? This is WSID 817.
Morning, Mike. Yes, a lot better. I'm doing all right. How are you this morning?
I am tired. I had a long day yesterday. I walked dogs to the shelter all morning, then I went and rented a post hole digger so I could dig a deep hole, and I put a post in the ground so I can mount a HF antenna. And I had to get a ladder out so I could pound the pipe in, and the lightning, and the lightning rod, or the, I was in a precarious situation, position, and I pulled a muscle in my back getting the ladder out of the shed, so now I'm sore.
Copy that. Yeah, I need a hot shower. That'll do the trick, hopefully. Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah, other than that, how was your weekend there? Did you do anything fun? Were you on the boat?
Yeah, the wife and I and the dog went up, went on a pontoon yesterday, did a little bit of fishing, caught a little bass, and then it got away from me, so, yeah, but that's Saturday, didn't do anything. It was too hot, and trying to get over the, finally getting over the cold and feeling a lot better than I did last week, so, yeah, that's about it.
All right, yeah. How are you fishing? Did you have a worm and bobber out there? Were you dragging a lure or something? I like to fish here and there. I got a buddy that loves it. We're not very good at it, and we don't take it too seriously, but it's always fun to catch some. Yeah, I'm just waking up here. I got my second cup of coffee. I woke up early because of my back, my side is sore, so couldn't sleep. So here I am up listening to the radio.
Yeah, roger, roger. Use rubber worms. That's what I use. I like catching bass. If you got a regular worm and bobber, you'll catch anything that'll go after it. So, I like going after the bass.
Yeah, right on. My dad actually lives on a pond. Has some bass in it. It's just catch and release because it's such a small pond, but there's some big, big fish in there because they feed them corn kernels, and this one guy used to catch squirrels, and he'd throw the squirrel in the middle of the pond, and the bass would come up and eat those things.
That's wild. Yeah, I just catch and release also. I think I caught one big bass one time and we ate it, and it was good. But that was many years ago, but yeah, we just do it for the fun of it also. Have a little competition with the family who can catch the big fish, and friends also we compete with just for fun.
Right on, that sounds cool. You must be on your way to work. You're coming in clean. I was just thinking it's early for me, but you're probably on your way to work. I'm doing my quote unquote commute right now in the garage. I'm just waiting to log in at 7:30.
Roger, roger. The Mayville repeater was making a little bit of noise, and you were low in volume, so I went up to the Flint repeater, and now I'm starting to lose the Flint repeater a little bit. So, but you're still coming in good also.
Yeah, Roger Sherman. I don't know what else I have to talk about this morning. I'm just drinking my coffee and listening in and wishing good morning to everybody. So I'll do the same for you. I'll tell you, drive safely, and we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
I copy that, Mike. Good talking to you. It's been a while. So, take care of that back, man. And have yourself a great day. Stay safe also. Enjoy that cup of coffee. And we'll talk to you again. WSCU 844 will be clear and monitoring.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
WQBD 864, good morning. These are important.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSIH 305. I just want to say good morning and I will be monitoring.
Monitoring? Just monitoring? How's your morning going? You might as well tell us how your day off is going to be.
I'm sorry, I have no idea who I'm talking to.
Yes, very good. This is WSID 817. Mike in Saginaw, how are you doing today, WSID 305?
Pretty good. I like how it's a little bit chilly outside, so I can't wait to go for a walk.
Yeah, roger that. Roger. I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I have been all morning to keep myself warm because it was chilly. But yes, I am also looking forward to a walk, and I logged into work early and started my day a little bit earlier than usual today, but dealing with tickets and people that don't want to read documentation, so I have to got to spell it out for some people.
Well, let me know a time that you'll be ready, and then I'll start heading over.
How are you feeling right now? You want to go right now or you want to go at like 10 o'clock?
Let's do 10 because I'm like just downstairs. I haven't even brushed my teeth. I'm only on my first cup of coffee.
Roger, roger. Well, good luck in your monitoring activities, and enjoy that coffee. I had mine already, so I've got to get back to it. We'll talk again in a little while. This is WSID 817. I will be clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Mike. This is WSIH 305, and I will be clear and monitoring.
SAA 336, mobile and monitor.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WICS 218, WIUG 88, copy.
We got a copy, WRZX 218. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, it's pretty cooled off here there, Jack. Feels nice there, Roger.
It is. They said it dropped down to 60. From 90 all the way to 60.
Copy that. Yeah, I think we're done with them high 80s, 90 there for a while anyway. Maybe the rest of the summer, I don't know. Time will tell on that, but what's going on?
Oh, those fans, they were crazy open. Yesterday, the day before. Yesterday, all these fans, they were going back and forth. Ohio,
Toledo,
and everybody else came in.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I heard a few. I haven't heard nothing coming on 600, though. That's weird with all this activity out there, but no, it is what it is. Roger.
Get a radio check on that 600 nobody asked
me.
This morning and yesterday morning, too.
Copy that. You're a little scratchy out there. Are you in your mobile?
No, I'm on the diesel repeater, but now I'm on the Mount Clemens.
Roger that. Yeah, a little scratchy, but you were making it.
Well, which is good. At least you're really making it. Scratchy a little bit, it's okay. But now, Mount Clemens, I think, is the best one out there.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I was going to adjust that Yagi the other day, and then Dave was out there, 793, and he was going to tell me if he could tell any difference. But I got to thinking about it. The band-aid was so bad, it wouldn't make any sense because I'd be getting stray signals in anyways. So it needs to be done on a day when it's normal. So I'll pick a day and do that because I can get 2 bar drop-off on it on my meter, so I think it's got to go back east a little bit, and then I'll be dialed into Detroit anyway better.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know what exactly the location. But, you know, I would take it to west. That way you can get somebody from way by a Gladwin or out there, you know, Travis City or something like that.
Yeah, Roger. There's a repeater, it's 600, but it's in Milan, that's southwest. But I think you have to have permission to get on that one. It's just a little backyard one, I think. But, yeah, I got my brake lines ordered. It should be here any day for my Jeep, and then I'll get to put back on the road and mobile with that Comet and DB20 set up and get back on the air.
I do, you know, in Cleveland, they just put that 575 repeater with, I believe, 79.7, the PL. It was open a couple of nights, and I talked to Dana on it from all the way from Cleveland, but not all the time. So maybe where you are, you can reach that 575 there.
Roger that. Well, I can hit the Troy. I can hit 575, that standalone Troy repeater. I can hit that and get a reading back, but barely. And of course, Mount Clemens is too far unless the conditions are perfect. But that's worth trying. You're getting a lot of activity on the other side, aren't you?
Oh yeah, the band is connecting all the way to Sheboygan. I talked to Bob a couple of days ago out there, but try that 575 on the Harvest and the PL 79.7. You might be able to reach Cleveland, Ohio. What Dan said is it's a full scale repeater. It's a good repeater. They just put in.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'll mess with that later then. How's the ham side going for you? You getting a lot of contacts out there? And 10 meter, 40?
Not much on a 10 meter. I tell you what, jump up the 20 meter has been jumping up and down. A lot of people out there on that 20 meter. But the 40 meter, it's a couple of days it was very busy, then after that it died down. Yesterday, it didn't die down all the way, but it was about 3-4 people on it. And that's about it.
Well, Roger that. I was just wondering, curious, with all that manning going on, it had to be in on that mix too there, Roger.
I don't know if he's studying a little bit on that side or not.
Hey, I'm picking away at it here and there. Ain't no big hurry. But, I'm going to get up there today on the roof. Nice day, no wind. And mess with that, Yagi. We'll see if we can get a little better. I got to get some old debris off of there anyway before the leaves start falling.
Only one thing, that my tree in the front, a few leaves are falling. I don't know how they got dried, but they are falling. The leaves are falling already.
Copy that. Yeah, that's just the way it is. I got little sprigs of leaves fall off of mine, but squirrels chew them. The squirrels chew them to keep sharpening their teeth.
Nothing else to do for the squirrels except sharpen their teeth. Anyhow, well, good talking to you, Randall. We'll talk again today. WIAG 48.
Roger that, Jack. All right, give me a couple, 3 days here. I'll have that Jeep back on the road. And have our Comet 2x4 back in action. All right, we'll talk at you later. We're going to stand by. WIZX 218.
WSQ 922. This is WSQ or BQ 684. WSBQ 684 mobile.
WSGH 922. This is WSBQ 684. Over.
WSGI 432. Listening.
WSBQ 684 mobile to WSBQ 684 base. Over.
Copy. This is WSB 2684 base.
Hey, we got a miniature one who wants to say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Doug. Ranger Doug.
Emma.
You Rangers go have a good mission today. Copy. Over and out.
Roger.
WSB 4242 of the base from Eastwood, Georgia. This is WSB 684 base 73. WSBQ 684 mobile.
Copy that. This is WSB 684 base.
I just go ahead and turn everything off. Thank you.
Thank you, boys. Over and out.
WSAF 413 mobile and monitoring.
WSFC 793, listening.
WSIC 866, good morning, Dave.
Oh, coming back to you, 866. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing all right, working on it, doing well, feel all right, not so bad today like I did yesterday there, but yeah, feeling all right. So what's up?
Well, I'm just out this morning running some errands and trying to get some things done before the day warms up.
Yeah, roger that. Not supposed to get that hot today, is it?
I checked the weather this morning. I think they're only saying like 8.
Well, I don't know if this thing lies to me or not. I'm looking at 67 degrees right now. By 2 p.m., it's only going to be 76. I don't know, and it says, expect two rainy days ahead starting tomorrow, I guess, there, okay?
Yeah, as long as I can get my stuff done before any rain sets in.
Yeah, I'm just happy in a way that it's cool. It ain't all hot and sticky and hard to breathe and everything there, right?
Well, I'll roger that. This kills me.
That's the way it goes, I guess, but at least it ain't going to be so bad. That's the only thing I can say, because, you know, some days they're 90, 91, 92 out and everything. You know, it's rough business. Even if you're in the house, it's with the smoke and everything and stuff, and I don't know. But feels nice. I got my window open, and a little breeze blowing in. It feels pretty good, and so everything's all right there, right?
Roger.
that's you trying to come through there. Something happened, man. You're not making it. All right, Roger on pulling in the parking lot. Got buildings blocking you. Anyway, man, we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. You take care and you have yourself a good day out there, man. Good talking to you as usual. WSOZ 793. And I'll clear up yours.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. WSIP
66
Square.
Roger, roger.
WSGI 432, listening.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitor.
What's happening, 336? This is WSGI 432.
Oh, not much. Just went to visit my mom, and I'm heading off to work. What are you doing?
Just got done loading a roof down here in Mount Clemens. Heading back to the shop to probably load up for another one.
Well, at least the weather's good for you.
Yeah, definitely. It's really nice out today. It's cooler than it has been. So, yeah, yep.
I can't even imagine being up there in the 90s.
I lost you there. Come again?
I said, yeah, I couldn't even imagine being, what are you doing, offloading material or working on roofs? I couldn't imagine it at 90 degrees.
Yeah, it definitely sucks. It's like 10, 15 degrees, maybe 20 degrees warmer up there too. So yeah, it sucks. I just load the roof, not shingle.
Oh yeah, copy that. Yeah, I've done my share of roofs. I know all about it. I hate pulling off them, but if you start tearing shingles, you gotta stop, you know. And you know, some days it's just too hot.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, good talking with you here. I gotta step out for a minute. I'm gonna pull into this gas station here. So, it's good talking with you there. I'll talk at you another time. This is WSGI 432. I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, right back at you. Thanks for reaching out there. Appreciate it. WSA 336. I'll be clear and monitoring.
RXR 687 radio check. Can anybody hear me?
Read you loud and clear, radio check. Radio check, go ahead.
Can you let me say again?
Go ahead, radio check. WSA 336 clear. WSA 336, mobile and monitoring.
Hello?
Hello?
WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring.
This is WSHF 567, Sam. It appears somebody's playing games on this band. You need to knock it off, because you don't have a license and you shouldn't be here.
This is WSHF 567, Sam. It appears somebody's playing games on this band. You need to knock it off, because you don't have a license and you shouldn't be here.
Has a stolen forward repeater set up here, so that's why you're hearing that. We'll just disable it until the idiot figures out how his equipment works. Someone has a stolen forward repeater set up here, so that's why you're hearing that. We'll just disable it until the idiot figures out how his equipment works. Okay, unfortunately, Detroit is offline until idiots can figure out how their stuff works. Everything else is connected and working status quo.
WSOZ 793. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Nothing, my friend. What the hell is going on with Detroit?
Yeah, that's the problem when Redivis sells, you know, $100 repeaters to backyard repeater owners. And somebody's got what's called a store and forward repeater. So, you know, you talk into it on a GMRS frequency, it records it, and then it immediately plays it back so somebody on the other end can hear you with the benefits of the store and forward repeater. It's instead of full duplex where that's not required. So somebody obviously got one of those. And then instead of just having it off on its own frequency, they put it on the frequency, same frequency as Detroit. So Detroit keys up, it records it, plays it back to Detroit, and Detroit keys up playing it, and then it records that, and, you know, it just gets caught in this vicious circle, you know. So storm forward repeaters are basically the realm of the uneducated. You know, if you're way up north, you know, if you're way up north at your hunting camp, miles away from the city, then, you know, they could make some sense. But some idiot's got one set up in the footprint of the Detroit repeater. So,
yeah, right, I got it. Yeah, I was wondering because as the repeater, the record, I think it's something with some kind of recording, something because kept repeating Sam's call letters and exactly what he said, and it's a year two, and I'm sitting there scratching my head going, what the hell is this? But all right, that's all I wanted to know, man. Thanks.
Yeah, idiot probably doesn't even know it's him. If he's even listening, he's probably not even sure it's him. I doubt it's malicious, but you never know. You know, people get people get their rocks off. We got some real propeller heads, you know, out here, and they don't have a lot of other things in their life to give them joy, so it could be malicious, but I doubt it.
I don't know. It's, I mean, in my opinion, I'm just saying, you know, it sounds malicious, but, or like you said, somebody messing with one don't know what they're doing. But, wow, man, I'm listening to Sam repeat himself, and I'm listening to you repeat exactly what you said. And I'm like, yeah, wow, you know. And I'm, you know I'm a newbie on this stuff. This is something new to me, but I hope it ain't malicious, but you know how things go there. WSSZ 793.
Yeah, I'll probably fire Detroit back up standalone in a few. See what comes of it.
Yeah, Roger. Well, my guess will be if you fire up Detroit and everything's all right for a few, then all of a sudden it starts up again. It's probably going to be something malicious, which I hope not.
Test 1-2. Okay, I re-enabled it. Standalone, but re-enabled.
Okay, Roger that.
Nope. Just re-disabled it.
Yeah, Roger, I just up there, or there, or wherever, up there, down there. It sounds like somebody don't know what they're doing, screwing around. I don't know if it's deliberate, but, you know, but, yeah, it might be a smart thing just to leave it down for a little bit, and we'll see who knows, man. With these people, you can't tell.
There was a guy doing this exact thing about a year ago. Never, you know, then all of a sudden it stopped. For a while, so I don't know if it's the same guy or different guy or whatever, but same thing was on Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard it a little while ago, but before all this started, I heard a kid's voice go on there, hello, and then about a few minutes after that, that's when it all started off.
Nope. Didn't notice anything until I heard the one person mention something. So, all right, well, we'll leave it down for a while. I don't know that it's going to help. I think the person that's causing the problem is totally clueless. All right, I got to get back to work here. Good hearing you. We'll talk to you a little later. I'll be listening. If there's anything else. WRUU850.
All right, Sean, good talking to you also, man. Appreciate you trying to straighten it out there if you can. But good morning time to you, and we'll talk later, whatever the case may be. Have yourself a good day if you don't. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSCU 202, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, time right back to see you, man. What's up?
Just coming from the cemetery up here in Grandma and Grandpa's stone, and now heading out to mother-in-law's house to pick up a roll-top desk. Yippee hooray.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, catch me. Go find me some coffee. I'll be right back. WSSZ 793.
Yeah, take care, my friend. We'll talk to you later. WSU 202, and we're clear.
WSFY587.
Is that the James up there?
Yes, it is.
Morning, man. Where you been?
Was busy. Doing a lot of stuff.
All right, man. WSOZ793ID. That was good to hear you back in there, man. Ain't heard you in a few days. Kind of, you know, was wondering, man, if he's all right.
Yep, I'm doing good.
All right, very good, James. Well, good morning time to you. Get out there and have at it. I'm going to go find me some coffee. I'll talk to you in a few, my friend. WSOZ793, and I'm out for a minute.
WSFY587. Nice talking to you, too. WSFY587, clear. I will be back on in a little bit, in a couple minutes. This is WSFY587, clear. WSFY587.
Oh, did he figure it out? Test 1, 2, 3.
WSEI375, mobile and monitoring. WSEI375, mobile and monitoring. WSEI375, mobile and monitoring, requesting radio check. WSEI375, mobile and monitoring, requesting radio check.
This is WSIP284375, you're coming through loud and clear.
Great, thank you 284, appreciate that.
Roger that, your second transmission, not this past one, but in the past like 10 minutes came through a little bit, but every time it's on the radio.
Mount Clemens and Detroit repeaters. Kind of seems like something's going on with the Mount Clemens one, but I don't really know. I'm fairly new to this.
922 WIUG 488, copy. Radio check. It doesn't sound good. A lot of scratchy. WIUG 48.
WSIU 709 radio check on the Detroit repeater.
Well, it's sounding good at the Detroit repeater, but it's still a lot of cracking. Are you on a handheld?
Yes, I'm on just a Bale thing with a 72 antenna on top of the car, but I'm down here on 8 Mile and Mile area.
Oh, I see it. Okay, so that is it a mobile, that radio, or is it handheld? You need to put that on high, that 5-watt radio, because it's not going to transmit that much on the low. Second is make the connection between the antenna and the radio. Make sure it's very tight. If they come loose, that's where you're going to get a lot of problems.
All right, I am on high right now. Right at 8 Mile in Hoover.
How are you sounding a lot better? Clearly, too. Your audio is good, and your signal is good. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 48. Come on back, I didn't get that.
WSIU 709.
Roger, now you're sounding good anyhow. Just leave it like that because the connection between that little radio and that antenna you got, the Magnemont out there, they're not that greatest. I don't know if you know what I mean or not. They're not the greatest. It's just going to be very tight and good. And that's all I can tell you. I don't know what it is. Can you switch to back to Mount Clement 675? Yeah, now it's a little bit fade out. Okay, let me ask you, is that the 72, Nagoya 72G? It's not working for you. Roger? go on 625 again. Forget about that 675, because you're not making it that great.
Coming in good. His modulation's pretty low there, Roger.
Well, he has the radio on low. It's a handheld, 5 watts. Not going to give him too much of anything on low. It's going to be on high, those 5 watt radio.
Yeah, Roger, that. Yeah, there was, I think when he went up to high or something, can understand, I mean, you can hear his, you know, he's modulation was coming through and everything, and I don't know, towards the end here, even when he was giving the repeater your full signal, it was kind of, his mod was kind of quiet. I think that's why you asked if he had a hand mic or something. But anyway, I figured I'd get in there and say good afternoon to you real quick while I had the chance.
No problem, Dave. I'm okay. How about you? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee and screwing around there, Roger.
Roger, I'm trying to help that man out, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, then when you get that 5-5 radio and you're putting on the Magna Mount, that connection between the radio and that Magna Mount, it's a lot. They come loose right away. As soon as you lift up the radio. I know that it happens a lot of time. So, just gotta get the right one, that's all.
Alright, I'll let you know. Got it. Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, and that's another thing too, Jack. Sorry about that, I was interrupted. That's another thing too, I thought he was on a handheld with the antenna, you know, the whip antenna that comes with it. And I was wondering if he was holding it vertical. Usually you tell people to hold it vertical. I know you always do. But yeah, I know how that works with screwing the coax into it to a Magna Mount antenna. You pick up the radio or something and you even twist a little bit and that connection comes loose there, Roger.
They didn't make them that good. I don't know why. And Amazon sells them, but they don't make them that good anyhow. All right, Dave. Well, good talking to you, and thanks a lot for coming back to me. Take care. WIUG48.
Hey, Roger that, Jack. No problem, man. Only way you can overdo it, the only thing you can practically do is try tightening them down with a pair of pliers. The thing is, though, you end up snapping everything and stuff. That stuff's so delicate. But anyway, you take care. Good talking to you, too, as always. I just wanted to get in there and say hello. If I hear you out there, I always got to throw a good afternoon or good evening or good morning your way. Hope you have a good day, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm back listening.
Hi, Dave. Good talking to you. You're sounding good anyhow, as usual, with that DB20. Talk to you later, WIUG48.
Roger that. Station 902. You around WSFZ 793. No, copy WSFZ 902. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening. Hey, good afternoon, man. What's happening?
WSFT 902. Yeah, what's happening, Dave? I just walked by the scanner. I had it down low. I thought I heard you calling me, so I figured I'd give you a quick holler.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you know, I got to holler. If I got it on and I'm quiet, I got to holler at you sometime during the day. So I figured I'd give it a shot, see if you were out there. What you doing?
Yeah, just kind of touching around. I got a 1:30 appointment I got to take care of today. So I'm just kind of killing a little bit of time and getting ready for that, so.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was going to, here in a little bit, nothing major. I was going to hook up a base station up to want me to throw a dummy load in it. See how much the thing's doing out of boredom. I've been watching his videos on YouTube, this guy Chris Harden. And what he does is like, he starts to, he gets on 6 mile road, starting at grass, and he drives 6 miles all the way to the Wolverine Lake Road or somewhere it ends. He does it for 6 mile, 7 mile, 8 mile, and I think 9 miles. Pretty interesting stuff.
Hey, Roger, are you on a Detroit repeater? This is like banging. Like, I don't know. It's like,
Yeah, no, I am on the Detroit repeater. Mount Clemens, my squelch won't work. Mount Clemens is coming in weak. And when it unkeys, my squelch don't kick in. At least Detroit, it's coming in strong, and when it unkeys, my squelch works, you know. Or else I'd be on Mount Clemens.
Okay, Roger that. Just wondering what was going on, because it ain't even diesel on it. It's just like something different, so.
Yeah, is that any better?
Yeah, it's a lot cleaner. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, medium. Yeah, my squelch don't work on the Clemens one. If there is, certain days, the Clemens one comes in a bit strong. I can stay on it because my squelch closes up. But when it's coming to weak, my squelch won't close up. I know it's weird, man. So I go over to Detroit, because Detroit always comes in full bar, and when it unkeys, my squelch goes in, okay?
Okay. I don't know. It just got worse. I don't know what's going on. Not through today?
What was that?
I didn't catch any of that.
Yeah, working now?
Yeah, it's working, but I don't know what's going on with the Detroit repeater. I mean, you didn't key up long enough for it to do whatever. I don't know what's going on with Detroit, but anyway.
Yeah, I just got done talking to Jack. Jack told me I sounded good. I don't know, and I was on low power. Yeah, Mount Clemens, excuse me, Mount Clemens is coming in with air noise and stuff, and, well, so far my squelch has been closing since I got on here. I think maybe what I should do is I should screw around with the antenna and try to see if I can get a better signal off Mount Clemens there, right?
Yeah, something. I don't know, because Detroit's like, I don't know, I'd have to record it and play it here. It's just... I don't know what's going on with it. But then again, Detroit's always had some issues. But then again, I wasn't doing it for a while. I heard people on there that wasn't doing it for a while. So I don't know. I don't know.
That's in there, Brace. Yeah, Mount Clemens is coming in hashy. Now it's about half the bars. But at least my squelch is closing. I'm going to stay up on here. I'll turn it over to you. You can let that break go. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. I just need to know if you needed me to stop through, that's all. So.
QRM that was coming through, cutting you off, dude.
Yeah, all right. We had some stuff going on this morning on Detroit. Sean had to shut the repeater down. I don't know. Somebody was jacking around out there, and I don't know. Maybe he's doing it on me. I have no idea.
That sounds like somebody's just keying their mic down over you, and it's going like brum, brum, brum. So I don't think it's you at all.
Yeah, roger that. Appreciate it. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to get back on the monitoring side here. I think instead of messing around with the base station, TV base station and the watt meter, I think I'm going to screw around with the antenna and see if I can get a better signal off this thing. I'll get with you gentlemen in a few there. Have a good afternoon. WSSZ 793, quiet. Maybe I corrected the problem. This thing still sounding okay?
Sounding great, 6-8-4.
Yeah, I even got Mount Clemens coming in kind of good now. I just grabbed my antenna and slid it back a little bit. Loading coil on it's warm, no. I'm only running on low power, but I know the match is 1.2, so I ain't worried about that. Yeah, maybe I corrected the problem. I can stay on here.
Roger that. I didn't mean to break up your conversation. I just wanted to get in there before you tried messing with stuff to give my two cents of what I thought it was. So this is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
That's no problem, Alex, man. Get in there anytime you want, man. Any constructive criticism works for me. Like I said, I was out there this morning. It's long. Yeah, I was confused, man. But Sean had to kill the repeater for a little bit, man, because they wouldn't stop doing what the hell they were doing. But which made me come over on this one. But the squelch wouldn't shut down. Oh, that's right, man. Is it you or no? Ralph's the one with the squelch problem. I'm sorry. But anyway, I just slid my antenna back on the cookie sheet a little bit. Now my plumb is coming in full strength, and my squelch is shutting down. I was getting Mount Clemens coming in weak and hashy, and would unkey, my squelch wouldn't kick in, and you know, this got annoying. So how's Alex today? What's happening? I think you guys doubled up. Back to you, Alex. How are you doing today?
Well, right now, my last transmission, I was just trying to tell Frank he could go ahead. I didn't mean to kind of boot him out, but I guess we go.
No, it's all right, man. You didn't do nothing. Frank got something to say. He'll throw it in there. You didn't interrupt anything or whatever the case may be. You said break, said go ahead, and there you were. So that's, you know, it's how it works. If that's you keying up, I don't know. Some weird stuff's going on out here. I don't know. Somebody's keying up when you're keying up, or if you're in a screwy spot or what there, Roger.
Yeah, intentional
or unintentional, I don't know.
It's only at the beginning of your transmission, a bunch of funky noise, and then you're in. So I don't know, man. You know, it don't matter to me anyway. You know, if somebody's clowning, we'll let them go ahead and clown on, man.
Okay. Roger that. I actually heard the start of that stuff this morning, too, but then I think my radio died and I fell back asleep or something, so I didn't catch the end of it where, like you were saying, it got shut down for a while.
Yeah, it was weird, man. Sammy said something, WSHF-567, Sam said something out there, and then next thing I know, I hear him repeating himself, and repeat himself again, and then Sean said something out there, and next thing I know, I hear Sean repeating himself, same exact words and everything. He had some kind of recording or some crap anyway. I was scratching my head like, man, what's going on out here? Roger that. Well, then I came up here, called out for Sean, and I asked him, what the hell's going on with Detroit? And he told me, you know, you don't know, somebody's putting in something to do with a repeater or something. He shut down the Detroit for a while, though. It's just, you know, business as usual, it's getting to be out here.
Copy that. If it's, you know, people doing it, hopefully they maybe make some friends and talk to them instead of having to troll all the time because, you know, that's why they're doing it. But hopefully they can just talk like a normal person.
Yeah, well, earlier this morning, around 5 or so, there was some drama with some people on here. I'm not going to go into who it was or anything. But there was some drama there, and then everything quieted down, and, you know, and then that was it. And then as time went on, you know, it really wasn't nothing happening, and then all of a sudden what I told you, the repeater or whatever, the guys that are repeating recordings or whatever started off, but that was like 7, 8 o'clock, I don't know. It don't matter anyway, though. Roger that. Wonder where Ralph is at, man. I haven't heard my man Ralph out here for a while.
I can't remember if I heard him out here yesterday or not, but he's typically been getting on in the evening, like, I don't know, after 8:30, 9 o'clock, but he came out earlier. Like I said, he just
Roger that. All right, as long as he's okay, that's cool, man. You know, because I ain't heard him in a while. Wonder, well, hell, I haven't heard you for a few either. So good to know that you guys are all right. You and Ralph is doing all right there. Anyway, man, I'm going to go on the quiet side and monitor and screw around with you hooking up these watt meters and everything. So I'll talk to you in a few, my friend. Sounding good when you do. Have yourself a good day if I don't talk to you after, but I'm sure we will again. But WSFZ 793, and I'm back monitoring. station 284. Alex, you still in there? The Z793. No contact, WSIC 284. WSIC 793, listening. WSZ 793, back listening.
FFC 902.
Yeah, come on, 902.
FFC 902.
I found 3
out there.
Yeah, come on, 902.
Ah, there he is.
There, who is?
You. Well, there he is.
Oh, okay. Where you at?
Driving to Myers.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I just got some messing around here and... I'm sitting back, catching a little YouTube, and I don't know.
That's kind of the norm, right? So, it's all good.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty dead out here, so... oh, boy. Yeah, excuse me, I had a little bit going there. But, just hanging out, you know, just whatever the case may be.
Yeah, roger that. It is what it is, right?
Yeah, that's about it, man. Just one of them days.
Yeah, roger that.
Feeling a little peaked. I was thinking about maybe laying down, but I don't know.
About your nap time, I mean, it wasn't about an hour ago or 2 hours ago.
How'd the appointment go?
I didn't catch that. What?
Yeah, sir, how'd the appointment go?
I missed that appointment 2-3 times. I don't know. Things got sideways real quick.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, are you picking up some foreigners on Christ, I don't even know now the word I'm looking for. Well, I tell you, man, I'm losing it. Are you picking up some foreigners?
I just grabbed a handheld. I've been listening to the scanner, so no, I don't think I would pick them up. I don't know, unless they're hitting a repeater. I could definitely listen to the repeater, but I don't think I'd get them on my scanner.
they're running Simplex on here. They're not gonna go through the repeaters. They're just talking radio to radio. I don't know, man. I keep getting them on this frequency. They're talking and they're, I don't understand what they're saying. They're foreigners. And sometimes they interfere with who I'm talking to on the repeater.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were stepping on you there for a minute, though.
Yeah, that's why when I was talking to Alex, I wondered what was going on. But after he cleared, then I could hear the foreigners keying up, and then I thought, okay, that's what's happening. While he was trying to talk to me, they were keying up.
They'd have to be close to do that to you, so, yeah.
I ain't no big thing, don't care. All right, man, I'm going to go ahead and monitor. Watch my YouTube. Thinking about laying down, I don't know. I'll work on it as I go. But I'll talk to you in a bit. Careful driving out there. Radio's working pretty good, too. WSOZ 793. I'll clear it for you.
Yeah, roger that. Well, like I said, when I'm out mobile, I put it up on high, so. But yeah, I'm glad that you could hear me. So, all right, good enough. I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right, you roger. This is America, man. Speak it English, mijo. Yo, mammy, too.
Allah sees everything. Allah sees everything.
WSFY587. WSIV 944, mobile monitoring.
IU 709 monitoring.
WSFY 587.
Roger.
WIUGAA. Do you copy? This is WSFY 587 calling WIUGAA. Do you copy?
Hey, James. I think you're looking for WRUG 488.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. Did you hear from him today at all?
No, not that I can remember. I don't know. But he could be out here monitoring. He'll monitor and not say nothing, you know, so who knows.
I'm going to get an ink pen and paper and write down his call sign because I got it mixed up with someone else. Can you give me a couple minutes and repeat his call sign to me? I will be right back.
Sure, go ahead. WSIZ-793, listen.
WRWB in 49. Good afternoon, man.
Mike, what's happening?
WIGX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WSFY 587, go ahead. What is the call sign?
Got everybody teeing up. James is WRUG 488. Make sure, let me verify that. Yeah, 488. His name is Jack, J-A-C-K. However, I don't know how to do the numerous alphas, whatever, but his name is Jack, WRUG 488.
W-R-U what?
G. G as in good. 488.
G as in golf.
Should have caught that one. All right, thank you.
W-R-U-688. WRU 688, correct?
No, I'm incorrect. It's WRUG 488.
Roger.
In fact, I believe he's out here. He just teed up a minute ago. what you're calling out for, Steve. That's the guy you were calling out for.
W-I-U-G-A-A is your call sign, correct?
Four. Number four. 8-8. Number four. 8-8. The station out of that Holland Park? Is that you out there?
I'm trying to write people call signs down from you.
Not with them,
in case I
want to
talk.
Yeah, WIUG488.
Sorry, there's a lot of staggering. You said WIUG488?
Bingo!
Miracles do happen.
You're going to have to come over there with a hammer stapler and a sheet of paper and send it to them.
WIUG4AA. Copy?
Copy. Go ahead.
Just wanted to make sure I got your card signed. Write it down correct.
Oh, no problem. Have a good day. WIUG48, clear.
We got that out of the way.
This is the most fun that we've been spending forever. What was that?
Yeah.
Because I keyed up when you did, and when I unkeyed, I heard you say forever.
Well, I'm going to ask a serious question. I think you guys have reiterated to me 15 times, but does anybody know which time Naples closes? Anybody tell me when Able Electronics closes?
It's the usual time, I believe, 5 o'clock.
Thanks, Dave. I just have to go down there and get some parts for a power supply.
Roger, what parts do you have to get?
All the ones that are vital to keep the thing moving. Oh, I mean, shall I say alive? Everything but the caps. ICs, the output transistors. Yeah, I overloaded it, so...
Well, the only problem then you should be having is the output transistors, 2N3055, I'll bet you that's what it is, or a couple of them, depending on how much current it does, but the IC and everything should be okay. The IC has a shutdown protection, and if you overload it, it'll shut down.
Yep, well, yeah, I did something stupid, overloaded it, and that's all she wrote, and before you know it, it went into beat mode.
What make it is?
That's a pyramid, TSK, or the 26KX or something.
Yeah, I thought it was a pyramid. I figured that. I knew that was coming. Who's working on it? You?
Yes, FY587, clear.
Like I said, with the pyramids, the IC should be okay. The only thing that blows on them when you do something like that is the pass transistors in the back. And those are 2N3055s. The IC should be okay. I don't know if you test the wire going to the base of the transistor, that's the output from the IC, but you, if the transistor shorted, you have to unsolder that wire from the transistor and then put a voltmeter to it and see if it still reads 13A.
I even whooped the bridge rectifier in it, so that got replaced. No, I'm not doing it, the big man is. I'm letting him take care of that, you know, give him something to do.
And what the hell did you put on it to take out the rectifier? What did you do, try to key a linear on it or something?
Perhaps, yeah. One that exceeds, you know, the amount of amperage. You know, that's here nor there, but I just want to get it fixed and use it for something else.
Yeah, well, it's one thing to take out the pass transistor, but to take out the bridge rectifier, better, you might want to check the power transformer and make sure it's still working, that you didn't take out the power transformer. But I bet you that IC is still good. That IC, man, that they're using them, you can't blow them. They're practically blow-proof. Even if you did take out the bridge rectifier, okay?
WS587, once y'all done talking, I need someone to talk to me. I need support, technical support about my GMRA. WSFY587, standing by.
I want to pick it up from here, Dave. I'm going to take a standby and get some parts numbers. So with that being said, this is WRWB49. I'll be standing by.
All right, man. I got a pack here with about, I think, 6 or 8 2N3055 transistors. Because I had to put a new transistor in this power supply. That's all that was wrong with it. Past transistor was blown. All right, man. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Go get your stuff.
Can someone I am getting a new one. Please send a text to 248-376-9126. Again, my Denson phone number is 248-376-9126, or email me the website. WSFY587. WRUG-6488, copy, WRUG-6488, WSFY-587. I will be listening in. If anybody want to talk, I will be listening for the next hour. WSFY-587.
WSAL 946. Yeah, come on, 946, what's up?
Oh, hey, not much. What was that electronics store you guys were talking about? Was it Able?
No, I believe it's Bell. Bell Electronics, I think they're on Harper, if I remember right.
Okay. Okay. They're getting hard to find. Hey, do you remember years ago, Pop Electronics, I think they were like Mount Elliott, Nevada, somewhere down that way?
Yeah, I remember that place. An old timer who was showing me stuff. He used to get all his parts from there, and I went with him one time. And I remember that place. I think Mount Elliott, Nevada, somewhere. I remember Mount Elliott. And then there was another place on Harper, just before you get to Connor. It was on the free. Excuse me. It was on the freeway service drive. And I used to go in there myself, and he had all kinds of stuff in there. I used to get stuff up in there, get it cheap, too. Yeah, I used to go in the top way, way back when all the rage was, we were assembling little on-TV decoder gadgets. Yeah, it was a beautiful thing back then. Everything was through-hole mounted on the board. You bent the transistor pins a little bit, stuck them through the hole, put the board around, hit the solder joints, and that was it. It wasn't like today where you have to have a magnifying glass and a soldering tip that's a needle and all this other stuff. Now, all the places are closed. That's kind of sad. Because if you order your stuff online, you could end up with fake Chinese fake transistors there, okay? Yeah, roger that. Well, nice to know if you got to have something. I mean, I'm no genius, but simple little things that they're probably scary, you know, connectors and what have you. Yeah, roger that. Hell, even as a kid, I used to like going in the Radio Shack and looking at the packages of transistors and diodes, you know, and everything. I didn't know much about electronics then, you know, I was only 12, 13, but I knew what transistors were. Plus, you can play with the CB radios, they had all the mobile CBs hooked up, and like, underneath each CB would be A, B, C, D, whatever, and turn the knob on the side to C, and the radio that's marked C, it'll transmit to the antenna on the roof. Things like that. I used to love looking at the stereo gear and everything. Oh, yeah, I remember the switches on the radios. Yeah, I used to love going in there myself. What turned me on the most was the CBs, man. I wanted one so bad. But cause I had a couple of friends who had CBs. They only lived like about two blocks from each other, three blocks. But they, you know, I'd go over to buddy's house there, and he'd be talking to his friend on the CB, and some other guy, some blocks over, got in there and talked to him. And I wanted one, man. I wanted to get me one. Yeah. That's where the rabbit hole started, right there, huh? Yeah, more or less. I don't know. When I was a little kid, real little, like 4 or 5 years old, my mom used to have the radio on top of the refrigerator playing, AM radio. And I used to be fascinated with it. You know, is the guy inside the radio talking? Or, you know, once I realized, you know, he's not inside the radio and stuff, I was fascinated by that. Somebody can talk somewhere way the hell out there, and then we can hear him in the house. That's what got me turned on the radio.
Yes, Roger. I remember one of my older brothers turned me on to FM radio way, way back. And I was just amazed at the sound clarity and, you know, all of that. It was just a good time.
Abe, you're real little.
Yeah, there was a time. You know, I used to get in trouble. If I remember right, I used to get in trouble because one time I took the radio. I managed to crawl up, get the radio off the refrigerator. I pulled the tubes out of it and stuff, and looking inside and screwing around, and, you know, old Pop caught me there, and it wasn't a very good day for me. And I was just fascinated by it.
Well,
my mom passed away. At the funeral, at her funeral, some lady, I didn't even know, I don't think I knew her. She goes, "I remember you," she said. when you were a little kid, you were always taking radios apart and stuff, getting in trouble. And then she said, what are you doing today? My brother's wife said, messing around with radios.
Happy day.
Right down the couple buildings down from the Radio Shack was a Heath kid. I used to love going in there. And on Grassy, right by the house where we lived in, was Olson. And I used to love going into Olson's too and just looking at all the stuff they had there. Anyway, I know it's kind of boring, but I'm just talking. So I guess I'll get on the quiet side and listen then.
All right, Dave. I haven't been out here in a couple of days too much. I'll be listening also. WSAL 946.
You know, come to think of it, man, I was just talking to Alex earlier and asked him about you. Haven't heard you out here, man, and told him that. Because, I haven't heard him recently that much either, but he said, yeah, he talked to you or something, whatever. He said, you're all right. I told him, cool. Because I was going to tell you, I figured out my squelch problem a little bit.
Yeah, what'd you come up with?
As weird as this is going to sound, this is how it works. Mount Clemens was coming in weak, like about 4 or 5 bars with air noise on it. And when the repeater would unkey, my squelch wouldn't lock up. It would just, you know, like you're having. I switched over to Detroit, where when that repeater keys up, I get full all the way to the other end. And the squelch works every time the repeater unkeys. So I was staying on Detroit for a while. Sometimes, though, like, if the Mount Clemens is coming in good, then I have no squelch problem. It's only sometimes when it's weak. But just a little while ago, I slid my antenna back a little bit. Mount Clemens is coming in good now, and my squelch is working.
Yeah, I had the same experience. You know, I'm talking on Detroit right now, but Mount Clemens is all the trouble. I occasionally get it on Detroit too with a squelch. You know, it might be a couple, 3 seconds, 5 seconds before it kicks in.
Well, that was common with me since I owned the radio. Sometimes the repeater would unkey and I'd have like a 3 seconds air noise, but then it would squelch. And then the next cut, times it unkeyed, it would squelch right out. And like I said, it wasn't that long ago, it was last week or something. I had it on Mount Clemens, man, and it wasn't squelching out at all. I had to keep reaching over and smacking the key bar on my microphone to get it to squelch. And I got annoyed with it. And Mount Clemens came in and it unkeyed and the squelch was still, it was still air noise. So while it was doing it, I slid over to Detroit and all of a sudden the squelch went in. And then I stayed on Detroit and, every time Detroit would key up and come in, my squelch would squelch. So I stayed on Detroit for a while and then today Mount Clemens was kind of weak and my squelch wasn't doing what it's supposed to do. I slid my antenna back a little bit, and now Mount Clemens is coming in full signal, and it's squelching fine.
Copy that. Well, I did a little cleanup, I don't know, a while back, a week and a half. I mounted this EB20 right on top of the power supply, and I moved the... I got an antenna hanging off the ceiling in the kitchen here at the Glen gym. It was just horrible, horrible. I put the antenna back, hanging in the window area, and the squelch immediately got, better.
Yeah, no, I found that weird, man. Once I discovered that, I don't know why the weak signal coming in from the repeater, the air noise, you know, the hash and all the noise when it's weak, why the squelch wouldn't go in. I ain't that smart on these radios up here, so. But, yeah, I found, I got on Mount Clemens. I had to get off Detroit, and I got on Mount Clemens this morning sometime back, and I was having trouble with the squelch again because Mount Clemens is only coming in like about, I don't know, one, two, three, four, five squares. So then I turned around. I slid my antenna back a little bit towards the window, and Mount Clemens is coming in full, all of it. And every time it unkeys now, my squelch goes in.
Yeah, copy there. That's what I kind of came up with. It's got something to do with antenna placement. I guess what I'm going to do, I think Gato, you said you could help me out maybe in the future. Get something outside, you know, get an antenna out there, maybe a little quarter wave, I don't know.
Get yourself a Yagi beam, man. Get a Yagi like everybody else is doing.
Well, you know, if you're not talking simplex, I guess Yagi would be the way to go. Beam that sucker right at your favorite repeater and rock on, you know?
Well, Yagi would be very helpful in talking simplex, too. Because all your power is, or at least 90% of it, is shot in one direction instead of spread around in a circle, you know, like a regular ground plane or something. Yagi's a beam, man. It concentrates all your power in one direction. So actually you have a dB gain. I think somebody told me it's 11 dB or something. I can't remember. It's up there, though. I know a Yagi's a good beam. But Yagi be what you want if you want to talk simplex. You know, you put more power in the direction you want to talk there. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I guess if you put a little rotator on there, you'd be in business. But, you know, I really don't have any need to talk simplex right now anyway.
Yeah, roger that. When I was in the CB in the late 70s living in Detroit, I had a tower and I had a set of PDL-2 beams up on top of the tower. And then on the roof I had a ground plane. And then the room I had a switch. I could switch between them. So say like my PDL-2s were pointed north, you know, I'd have the ground plane on and somebody's calling me from the south or the west. You know, because the ground plane picks up all signals in all directions. And then I just turn the beams west and then hit the switch and get in the beams and do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I put a big old set of beams up on the roof years ago, you know, a lot of years ago. And I had no idea what I was doing. The next thing I know, my neighbors are complaining and telling me that even the electric sockets, the plugs, they're all talking to them and they're going out of their minds.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I was always running dirty amplifiers too. I found, you know, that dirty amplifiers get out further and better than you do clean amplifiers. So I always like, you know, dirty amplifiers. And my neighbor used to tell me that I come through his alarm clock even when it's turned off, the radio's turned off and stuff on it. I come right through it. A couple doors down, I came through their toaster, and they tried to tell me that some guy that lived 8 houses down had a pacemaker, and when I key up, he'd pass out or fall asleep or something. I ain't buying that. Because there's no way, even with a dirty amplifier, I'm going to spurry all the way up into the gigahertz band. It ain't going to happen. So I didn't buy that one.
Copy that. Well, I know my dad,
you know, when I was a kid, he had a pacemaker. And I think microwave ovens can make them go a little funny. I don't know, maybe I'm not correct, but that's what I remember.
Yeah, well, the microwave, the frequency of the microwave of the magnetron transmitting, you know, cooking the food, is up in the gigahertz. Yeah, and I think you're not supposed to go near a working microwave that's on if you have a pacemaker or something. I heard something about that. But the microwave, yeah, is close and free. It's not too far from the pacemaker frequency, you know. And if it ain't shielded right on the inside, yeah, it can affect you. But as for me, setting off the guy's pacemaker with a dirty amplifier, no way. That amplifier didn't spurry that high.
Why the dirty amp works better? Is it bandwidth or was it modulation? Why is the dirty guy work better than the clean amp?
Just modulation-wise, swing-wise, letting it go ahead, and you don't have them traps in there, and so it kind of just opens it up and lets it do what it wants, breathe and everything. And I just found that out. I've been in CB for years, man. I used to repair them, channel them, clip them. I used to do all that. I had a little shop going. But it was always the dirty amplifiers that I got out the best with, man. I tried clean amplifiers, and they got out, but you couldn't get the scream out of them like you can a dirty one.
Yeah, roger that. Now, I thought, just recently, I thought about picking up a CB radio just to test and see what's happening out there.
Well, I have one right here underneath my GMRS. I have it hooked to an antenna in the window. I can't transmit on it because, you know, the antenna is not for transmitting. So, but I got it hooked up. I can listen to it. Channel 19 is about the only active channel, and it's not fun, man. You don't want to get on 19. And then you have your Super Bowl channels 11 and 6. And other than that, I think there's some people who talk on Channel 1, but that's about it.
Well, I'm not going to mess with it then. Thanks for the info. I'm going to leave that one alone.
When I lived, I got busted by the FCC when I was in Detroit. I got busted running a kilowatt, but the guy that busted me knew me. It's a long story. He was cool. I told him, he told me he's going to confiscate my amplifier, wanted me to take the channels out of my radio and close up the clarifier on it. And I had the amplifier I had 16 tubes in it, 6 LF6s. So I told him, I said, look, man, I'll make you a deal. I said, I work on TVs and stuff, and, you know, they use the 6 LF6s for the horizontal sweep circuit. Let me have my tubes. And you can take the amp, and I'll do the rest. I'll take the channels out of the radio and everything. I had a deal, and he took the amp, and after he left about an hour or so, I went in my closet. I had a DNA Maverick 250 in there. I pulled it out, hooked it up. I never took the channels out or nothing.
Wow, from what I've read and heard, FCC doesn't do, they don't do squat these days. I guess you really have to be breaking the rules. Yeah, I'm running a kilowatt. I could see where they get a few calls and they knock on the door.
CB patrol in my neighborhood got sick of us, you know, keying on them and doing all kinds, because I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff on radio. And they had a meeting at the church, and she told me, she said, if I had any balls, I'd show up because the FCC is going to be there. And I told her, I said, I'm going to tell you what the FCC is going to tell you before
you know, why even get in there? You know, he's going to tell you you can't do nothing about us, man. There's too many of us. They got to worry about broadcasters and everything. Anyway, long story short, he got up there and he said it. You can't do nothing. Too many of us. And he asked, anybody got any questions? And my buddy Burnout raised his hand. He said, yeah. Burnout says, yeah, how come I can only get 800 out of my 1,200-watt linear? And we all broke up. And he says, well, he says, I get about 1,600 out of mine. I don't know what you're doing wrong.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, you know, you just work for the FCC. I guess you got to you got to lay it down on everybody, whether you like it or not.
His name was James Bridgewater, I remember now. And when we left the church, I told my friends, I said, hey, come on, let's go around the back, man. Let's go find him. I want to talk to him. And we went around the back, and there was his van with the antennas on top and stuff. Anyway, long story short, he points at me, and we talked for a while. He points at me and says, I know who you are. He told me, he said that in order, before they can bust somebody, they got to park by their house and record them, you know, and watch how much power they're putting out and what they're doing wrong. He told me he hates that part of the job. He said, but monitoring me, he said he never laughed so hard in his life, man. He said he was actually having a good time sitting there in the van listening to me.
That's awesome. Sounds like you were king, my friend. That is awesome.
It's no joke. I was doing stuff on the radio that nobody else did. I did a lot of stuff that nobody else would, and they all thought I was nuts, but they loved me. But he didn't bust me or nothing, but I asked him before we left, before we went to leave, I asked him, I said, look, I said, what can we do and what can't we do? And he looked at me and he said, don't you read between the lines? He says, as long as you stay between channels 1 and 40, he said, we don't care what you do. That was it, man. I got on the radio. I said, straight from the FCC's mouth, man. As long as we stay between 1 and 40, we can do whatever we want. So everybody start keying up on the CB patrol.
Copy. That's a sideband also?
Yeah, sideband too. Oh, when you come to bust me, I had a bad hangover, and he knocked at the door, opened the door, it was him and his deputy. I figured, so I took him upstairs into my radio room. My amp was lit, too. It was on. Everything was on. And he points at my linear. It's a DNA Phantom. He goes, what's that? I told him, I said, you know what it is, man. He goes, how much will it do? I said, I pull about 1,200 out of it, and I had my watt meters up there all hooked up and stuff. He goes, oh, yeah. He said, let's see. I told him, I said, no, man. I said, I ain't stupid. You ain't going to catch me transmitting. You want to see how much it does, you key it up yourself.
That's funny. That's funny. Hey, go ahead and incriminate yourself. Let's key that page up. Let's see.
So I had the radio I had was a Courier Centurion 40. It was a base. The two front legs were taller than the back, so it kind of sat up in the front. And if you reached your hand underneath, there was a switch there, and that's the switch I put in for the channels. Plus, I opened the clarifier, and the clarifier swung three channels. I can go three channels down with the clarifier, going between channels and everything. Anyway, he's turning the clarifier. He knows that. He knows that it's open. He's hitting all the buttons and everything. He's picking up the radio and looking in the back of it and everything. He doesn't look underneath it. And he goes, okay, man, you know, he sends his deputy out. What am I looking at? He told me 10 grand fine, possibly jail time, whatever the case. I told him, I said, okay. I said, what's your offer? So he told me, he said, I take your amplifier, and then he lifts up the front of the radio. You take the channels out of the radio. He knew the switch was there. You take the channels out of the radio and close your clarifier, we'll call it.
Oh, yeah. He already knew you had those extras. You already knew you had those extra channels in there. Well, What is the deal these days? Well, it's TV, so I don't know, you know, Skype in. I guess it's not a, nothing we need to talk about. You know, I was talking about sliding on the clarifier.
And the piece that I'm talking about, I guess he said he got a bunch of TV complaints and he had to do something. And I come to find out, guy around the block from me was on the CB2. We got into it sometime before. And I don't know, he had a bunch of people write in, and I found out later, he had a bunch of people write in saying that I'm tearing up the TV. So, but anyway, Sideband was great. The thing is, sideband with an open clarifier, man, can be a pain in the butt sometimes. I like to clarify, this radio I got here, this base I have underneath here has sideband to President Washington. And if I ever do anything to it, I'm not opening the clarifier.
Well, how do you keep your output right on frequency? That's obviously adjustable, but not from the front panel, right?
Yeah, all sideband radios, you have a clarifier. When you get on sideband, you know, you flip, you go to 38, somebody's on there, you flip it to lower sideband, the guy will either sound like Lurch or he'll sound like Donald Duck. And you slowly tune the clarifier till you get his normal voice then. And the clarifier only slides the receive, it doesn't slide the transmit from the factory. When you get in there and open the clarifier, you're sliding the transmit and receive both. But sideband's a very, very delicate thing. If you, like, even so much as two cycles off, you know, it's tough to try to tune the guy. You tune the guy in, you got an open clarifier, you tune the guy in, but now you sound like shit to him. If he tries to tune you in, then he sounds like shit to you. I'm sorry to say shit. Sorry about that. So I found that just leaving the clarifier closed, it's easier to tune somebody and don't have to move my transmit around.
Yeah, copy that. I had a Galaxy. Well, they call them export radios, but, you know, it's a 10 meter. I believe it was a clarifier. I think it had a separate receive and transmit. The clarifier, and it was opened up. And I could swing it around on transmit if I wanted to.
Roger that, I know what you're talking about. Now that's okay to have, because you can just leave the transmit sitting where you know, like on frequency, and just swing the receive clarifier to tune the guy in, instead of having to shift here, because not everybody's sideband radios are dead nuts on frequency, not all of them. You're going to run into people who are not dead nuts on frequency. You're going to have to shift your clarifier quite a bit to pull them in. If they got your transmit right on frequency and you have an open clarifier and you shift to tune them in, well, you're going to shift your transmit and they're not going to understand a word you're saying.
Yeah, copy that. That is. Hey, WSIL 946 for ID.
Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. WSIZ 793 ID. I forgot. I got into this yet. But yeah, I got this nice mint condition President Washington here. 254 was kind enough to give it to me with the mic. Mic was like it ain't never even been used. Radio stock, virgin, and I ain't planning on doing any, well, I don't even think I'm gonna get into CB anyway, but even if I did, the only thing I'd probably do to it is I wouldn't channel it or try to open the clarifier or nothing, you know, just leave it like it is.
Yeah, roger that. Well, being that 27 Maddie is pretty much dead, other than a few channels I wouldn't see any need, you know, other than, you know, maybe just flipping it and making it make it sound better, but,
for the time I lived up north in the Thumb, I lived in a rural area, so I can run anything I want. And I used to have this Demco Demon Sub and 50 linear. I think four tubes, four driving six or four driving eight tubes. It was pulling over a grand, and I had an Antron antenna on the roof. And, you know, I was way up the thumb there. And I used to get into Port Huron. I used to get into Canada. I used to key on all of them, and it was great. I'd go outside the next morning, the trunk of the car would be open. That's a dirty amplifier. But, and I think I had a President Madison base station. I had all kinds of radios.
Yeah, copy that. Sound like a break in there. Come on.
Break.
Yeah, come on.
Anyway, I think I'm going to get on the quiet set. I talked enough. I'm sorry, man. You got me talking about CBs. Man, the memories, the old days, man. All the amplifiers I owned and all the radios. I had a lot of radios, dude. And back then, you modified them for the loud, super loud. You know, and today, you know, you don't want to spurry this far with your modulation and blah, blah. But this was back when I used to make my radio super loud. Super loud. Everybody loved them, man. Because I knew how to make them super loud. But I'm going to get on the quiet side here, Ralph. And good to hear you, man. Good to see you, too. And if I don't talk to you again, you have to good afternoon. WSOZ 793. I'll clear after yours.
Yeah. Great talking to you, Dave. Good talking to you. Kind of reminiscing way back when. It's usually a good thing for me. I ain't good. Anyway, WSAL 946. I'm going to go clear.
That's your ride, 73.
WSIE 375, mobile and monitoring.
Come on, man.
WSIE 375, mobile and monitoring.
This is Matt, doing pretty well, mobile, messing around with the radio.
Has there been any issues with the Mount Clemens repeater the last couple of days?
Well, I'm hearing mixed bag of things. I personally, it's been more than a couple of days. It seems like the output is a little low. I'm right here, but the strikes I'm slamming in, but Mount Clemens not so much. I don't know. Maybe they just need to do a tune-up or anything.
All right. I heard basically everything you said, but it was pretty choppy. I'm going to switch over to Detroit and see if you're still there. This is Dave, isn't it?
No, this is 946 Ralph. It's Ralph.
Oh, Ralph. I'm sorry. I always confuse you guys. All right, Ralph. I'm going to switch over to Detroit. Give me a second. WSIE 375, I'm a Detroit repeater. Ralph, you still there?
Yeah, I sure am. 375, did my audio clear up a little bit for you?
Yep, it is a bit better.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that I don't know if the transmit power is down with Mount Clemens, is down a little bit, or... I don't know, it's not my gift, you know, I do appreciate the owners, everything they do, but all we can do is give them my feedback, you know?
Yeah, for sure, I appreciate them as well. I imagine it's not cheap and it really extends our range, so definitely very important and appreciated.
Yes, absolutely. Less than half and I haven't talked to you in a couple of days anyway.
Well, I have two identical setups with the radio oddity, the Midland antenna, and the Midland fade all on the cookie sheet. And one for my girlfriend, one for me. And it's working out pretty good so far for a little bit of communication.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds great. The only thing I'd add with women on the radio is, if you come across a creeper, I don't know what you would do. I don't know. You don't hear a lot of women, probably because of that.
Yeah, you sure don't. I'm still fairly new to this, obviously, but I may have heard one woman other than my girlfriend. But she's not a full radio nerd like me, but she does think it's pretty nice to communicate without cell phones.
Well, yeah, you know, in an emergency situation, heaven forbid, cell towers go down or something, just different ways to get that, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I heard what you said, but your last was pretty choppy. How do I sound? Am I coming through clear?
A little choppy, a little bit, not much. You're coming in pretty clear here, though. Are you mobile? Are you moving?
Yeah, Clinton Township going to pass through Sterling Heights and then on to Madison Heights.
Yeah, well, I got my little 20-watt radio. It's on medium, so I guess I'm pushing about 10 wattage. About 10 watts out there right now.
Okay, yeah. Almost everything has come through nice and clear. I thought you were a handheld guy. I must be thinking of somebody else.
Well, I have those too, you know. That's how I started, and then I went with a Slim Jim antenna, a hanging antenna, on a handheld, and then I bought the little base mobile, the 20-watt.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I've got 2 8-watt handhelds, but I definitely prefer the base station format and power.
Next after that, that's a loser. Much better experience. You know, much better.
Yeah, I talked to a guy earlier today that was bouncing off the Flint repeater. So that's a really impressive distance. Hopefully Mount Clemens will be up and running here soon, because that's the clearest one for me.
Well, you know, I've gone to Sheboygan up by the Mackinac Bridge, Ohio Station, on both repeaters, you know, even though the Mount Clemens seems to be a little troublesome now and then, it's still performing, it's still working pretty well.
Yeah, for sure.
Supposedly new repeater somewhere in Mid-Michigan. Either up or it's going up. It's up. I don't know if it's linked yet, but it should help out our long distance. You know, clear things up a little bit, hopefully.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. My friend who programmed my radios for me told me about a website. You can look up Michigan Repeater, so maybe I'll mess with that later on.
Well, hey, I'm gonna go quiet here and listen. Great talking to you, Matt. Special thanks for this here after your final.
Good talking to you too, Ralph. So good rest of your day. WSIE 3753.
WSFT 902. 973, you out there? 902 to 973, you out there? WSFT 902, monitor.
WSHR 566 WGU 844. You got a copy? WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSGU 844. WSHR 566 clear my name.
Sherman! Mr. Sherman!
WSIL 946, Detroit repeater 65, wondering if there's any DS on some distant repeaters tonight. No copy, any DX, WSIL 946, I'm clear.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy? WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. Do you copy?
WSCI 847 WIUG 48 copy. 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 Station 922 WIUG 48 copy. Station 847. A station out there, 847 WIUG 48 copy. Station 847 WIUG 48 copy.
WSEI 375 calling WSI 375 Simshaw, do you copy?
WSIE 375, this is Simshaw, copy.
Great, you're sounding pretty good. Not much static at all. How do I sound?
WSI 375, you sound a little bit staticky, but I can still hear you pretty clear.
Okay, great, thank you. Let you get back to your evening. Have a good rest of your evening. WSIE 375 will be clear.
WSIE 375, maybe it's because you're in motion right now. Hope you get home safe. WSIE 375 signing out. Have a good night.
Certainly could be. Have a good night as well. WSIE 375, night is clear.
Simshaw's out.
WSEI 375, mobile and monitoring.
Hey, 375, WSAL 946, what's happening?
Not too much, just head home, 946. How are you doing this evening?
Usual. Old YouTube rabbit hole. I get into whatever I'm getting into, and it just keeps going.
I'm going to be doing the same thing when I get home in 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, if you're mobile, right now, if you're moving, you're sounding pretty darn good, my friend.
Yes, that's good to hear. I don't even have the antenna on the roof. It's just sitting next to me in the passenger side on the cookie sheet. Also, I'm on the Detroit repeater at the moment.
Well, yeah, it doesn't really matter what repeater you're, as long as you're hitting it good. You know, the other one's going to broadcast for you, but yeah, I'm on Detroit also.
Oh, okay, I see. Like you said, it doesn't really matter which one I'm on then, okay.
Detroit repeaters seems to be a little more functional lately. You know, the fellows that have these repeaters out there, I thank them. But, you know, maybe the malfunction needs a little tune-up, I don't know.
Yep, I bet you're right, and I certainly appreciate these theater owners as well. It allows for this hobby to happen. Anyhow, sir, I'll let you get back to the YouTube. Good to talk to you, and the rest of your evening.
All right, 375, copy that. You were a little choppy there, but I got it all. WSAL, 946, I'm clear after your final.
Yeah, I was with my luck the last couple of days with happiness. Anyway, I was there pretty much everything you said. WSID 375. Clear.
WSFY 587. Calling WIUG 488. WSFY 587 calling WIUG 488, copy. WSFY 587 calling WRUG 6488, copy. WSFY 587 WRUG 6488, copy. WSFY 587, clear.
WINW 329, monitoring.
WSHA 560 monitoring.